By Barry Howard Minkin. When will Sotomayor come clean about the leak? Is she and her other insurrectionist accomplices the leakers? If they are, should be hung as the low-life traitors they are, or at least debarred for life. If it was her, I was the first predict that in writing that it came out from her chambers in a previous podcast, but I sincerely hope I'm wrong this time. Perhaps the new White House spokeswoman, who they proudly announced is a black lesbian, will tell us. She, of course, is just another blatant example of the inane, racist, failed Obama/Biden policy of hiring based on color and sexual preference rather than ability or merit. But what disqualifies her completely and is a serious crime of omission is that spends her nights between the legs of an anti-American, anti-Semitic, racist, biased, dumbshit fake news, CNN scumbag anchor her wife. We do not expect this latest puppet like her fake news predecessor to ever tell the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, the Clinton-Russian collusion hoax, or why U.S. military involvement in Ukraine isn't an act of war against nuclear-armed Russia. She, of course, will never buck the left's climate boondoggle and admit what those of us who understand the environmental problems already know as fact. That is that their climate change agenda is a failed, inept, naive, complete waste of time and trillions of dollars. Moreover, it is redistribution of our wealth, and an economic disaster to America. The simple fact is everything they are doing is just a drop in a bucket filled with holes. As I covered in previous podcasts, the key drivers of the world's climate change are population growth in developing countries and China's energy production. China, by a huge magnitude, is the world's mega polluter and has gotten a pass to clean up their act until 2060. Talking about the undisputed worst administration in American history would not be complete without presenting their latest star sideshow turd. They tried to sneak her past us like millions of illegals brought here to commit voter fraud once again, but the stink was too great this time. Of course, I'm refereeing to Jerkwithnowitz, the dumbshit bigger-than-life grotesque Mary Poppins dummy. This latest Zuckerberg protege once again highlighted the dangerous interference with our election process due to the malicious collusion between social media oligarchs, the radical anti-American, criminal racist groups they fund like BLM, and the corrupt, failed, inept, racist Obama/Rice/Biden/administration. She is there to continue their ongoing effort to retain power, destroy free speech and their political opponents. She is their own hand-picked Goebbels as propaganda minister in the new Office for the Prevention of Free Speech in the Department of Open Borders. Her boss is another lying wooden-headed idiot. She, like Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren and the squad, have zero credibility due to their support for self-serving inane support for policies like the racist CRT nonsense, the black KKK aka BLM and anti-Trump and other radical left hysteria. These and the many other freaks that make up the Biden sideshow have, however, done some good for the Biden/Warren agenda. They are convincing those of us who love America to shift our views about abortion. Indeed, I predict that American patriots after the Roe v. Wade floor show is decided will support policies to increase blue state abortion significantly to save our country. Why not let abortion continue to be the birth control measure of choice in crime and drug-ridden, one-parent, anti-American, welfare-supported neighborhoods, as Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, understood. Moreover, those who love our country certainly don't want American anti-Semitic, brainwashed, angry, purple-haired freaks with nose rings, Antifa cowards, victimization and device de-extortionists, left-wing radicals, free speech censors, black and left-wing radical ignorant academics, corrupt lying politicians, racist supporters of black liberation movement and CRT venom-spitting snakes birthing, raising and indoctrinating a generation of worthless children like them. Indeed, we are having enough of a battle keeping these perverts away from our kids. Happy Mother's Day even to those in blue state neighborhoods where they think mother is a two-syllable word.